Hello?
Hi, this is Jose from Family First Home Care.
Hey, and what's up, man?
I'm doing well, thank you. And I'm just reaching out to you to make you a few quick questions about the patient. So
okay. First,
we need to know if Elaine is still located at the same address, 329 Ripka Street, floor 1.
Yep.
Okay. Also, we want to know if the patient has been admitted into a hospital in the last 3 weeks or no.
No. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Now, yesterday I sent you the link for the direct deposit. I want to know if you fill out that information.
Yeah, I sent it out.
Okay.
Because I remember my phone was stolen and I had an issue with
the
bank, so I just changed my bank. I took time. So I hope they got it.
Okay. Also, I see that you are already clocking in and out. So, do you start the app on your new phone?
Yeah, I clocked out today.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I see the clock in and clock out.
I couldn't hear you. I thought you said. I was going to tell you, we may go to my house this weekend because my cousins come flying in. So that's just the 192. I mean North Front Street address, my apartment, and then what you said, sign in, and I would sign in at the right from there, and then Monday you'll just give me something to sign.
Correct. I mean, you still need to clock in at that location, but as well as that will not be the patient's address, you need to fill out the timesheet. Yeah, you can send a timesheet on Monday. It will be for the weekend,
okay.
Right?
Saturday and Sunday. But it's not definite, but if we do, then I would just sign in from there at 9 a.m. And then I'll just text you Monday for the timesheet or something like that.
Correct. You need to clock in and send the timesheets for those 2 days.
Okay.
It will be Saturday and Sunday.
I'll let you know Monday if you decide to. I'm not sure yet if we're going.
Absolutely. In case it happens, just text me so I can be aware of that. Okay?
Okay. You don't know if that went through the new bank account?
Unfortunately, as I mentioned on the text, I am not allowed to see your information. That's why I provide you with the number from HR. They can verify
that. They're pretty
for you.
Good with it, though. So they probably, I definitely sent it. So they're pretty good with it last time. They did it right away.
Oh, okay, I see. Well, in case you want to double check, just use their number, so they will be able to verify. Okay.
Yeah, because I have to change my phone number again because I didn't have a phone and. I got a new phone number, so. Do you need my new phone number, too, or you want me to text you from it? I can just text you, like, hey, what's up?
I was going to say. Let me tell you a number I have here. 1 minute. It will be 215-303-9892.
Yep,
right?
That's it. Yep.
Okay, yeah, we have it on file. No problem.
Okay, great. Yeah, because I think I have my mom's phone number in there, but I'm going to get them to switch it to that date, so for the Keeper app. A lot of times I'm using the Keeper app just to pay a bill right away, you know?
Okay, no problem. Well, in that case, just remember, if there's anything you need, please contact us, okay?
Okay. So, another thing, we're trying to get more hours, but I don't know. I'll let you know what happens. I think I just had to send something out, paperwork and everything, to Keystone, I think. So they're going to have a year.
You will be with Keystone because they are the ones that approve the hours. So if you get any more hours, just let us know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Well, in that case, thank you very much for answering
my
phone call, and have a great day.
All right, thank you. All right, have a good one.
Bye-bye.